Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axne. This is part two of a two-part interview. You have been requesting information from the Treasury Department regarding the Chinese tariffs effects on Iowans or Americans more broadly. Where are you at in that process, and why were you seeking this information from the Treasury Department?
A while back, I asked Treasury Secretary Mnuchin to supply the data to support his claim that Americans won't pay for the tariffs. Because we all know economic experts, as well as the top businesses in this country, know that tariffs are passed on to consumers. Well, in questioning him in a hearing, he said no, that the Americans wouldn't be paying for that. So I asked for him to provide that data because I think it's important that Americans understand what the costs they're going to face. I mean, on average, an American family will pay $831 a year because of these tariffs. And I'll tell you what, I think that's significant money to Iowans. And so Iowans' well-being and economic security is one of the most important things for me to consider. And I believe that if this administration is going to implement any policies that impact that, they have a requirement to inform their congresspeople what that's going to be so we can make sure that our constituents are prepared for a choice that this administration is making that could impact their pocketbooks.
Another hot topic, I'd say, is student debt, especially as some presidential candidates have given proposals as how to maybe eliminate or lessen that debt. But you are introducing a new bill that would maybe help those college graduates who may be looking for a new home.
Yeah, so very exciting. It's the Transform Student Debt to Home Equity Act. And so what we're seeing here, as you just mentioned, are students who are coming out with so much student loan debt, they can't get ahead, and they certainly can't purchase a home. At the same time, we have federally owned houses across this country, properties that are for sale, that are sitting vacant. And, you know, we need to make sure that we move those houses so they don't lower the value of homes in the area as well. So this is a win-win, because what this does is allow students who wouldn't normally be able to get a home loan because of their high student loan debt, it allows them to roll that student loan into a low interest rate home loan and then pay for the home loan and the student loan at the same time at a much lower interest rate. This allows them to own a home and pay back their student debt with a lot less interest. And when 65% of college students in Iowa graduate with debt, and the average is almost $30,000, then we know that there's a significant barrier to home ownership. And if you've seen some of the most recent data that has come out, said that 83% of Americans say that student debt is one of the reasons that they don't own a home. So we've got to provide opportunity for folks to get ahead, and this is a great opportunity to make that happen.
What will be the next steps for this program to formulate?
Right. So, you know, the nice thing is I'm on Financial Services Committee, so we're able to address these things within my committee. Then we get them passed out, and then they move on to a larger committee that puts them within a respective appropriations bill so that we have an opportunity to pass it.
I think that just about wraps up our interview for this month. Is there anything else you'd like to share about other bills or proposals you might be working on, or anything else that might be coming down the pipeline?
We are, we passed appropriations bills to make sure that we don't go into another government shutdown. I would encourage everyone out there to contact their senators and ask them to move very quickly on the appropriations from their side so we can move into the fall with a budget on hand for this country. The last thing that we're going to need is another government shutdown. And in the House, we are doing everything we can to prevent that, including staying up and having very late votes for a few weeks just to make sure that we got those bills passed out of the House in a timely manner. So, I think that making sure that we keep government on track to serving people is obviously one of our most important issues. We're going to continue to work on health care. I'm also on the Rural Broadband Task Force, so I'm starting to begin work on how we can address that concern in our states across this country. Obviously, Iowa is in need, and I'll continue to work on making sure that our flood relief is coming to the people and that we bring opportunity to the folks who have lost everything in those areas.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 3rd District, Cindy Axney. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.